Welcome to part 6 in a series, Finding Gold, Powerful Secrets to Make Your Mutual More Attractive to Reinsurers. Hi everybody, this is Jack Randall. Hey, when it comes to maximizing your mutual's reinsurance investment, let's look at another two effective and powerful gold nugget secrets your mutual can utilize to attract proposals from multiple reinsurers, get the best reinsurance rates, get the best reinsurance terms, and be offered the broadest selection of programs and retentions. In this segment, let's examine some gold nuggets that will specifically showcase your mutual's ability to produce, monitor, and utilize meaningful data to benefit your mutual and pique the interest of reinsurers. Let's start with number one, know where you are financially and how you got there. Reinsurers are naturally more attracted to mutuals who are keenly aware of various financial numbers and trends being posted by their company, both recent and comparatively over time. In addition to monitoring, reinsurers want to see the prospective mutual also be responsive in effectively identifying, diagnosing, and proactively acting to ensure that positive numbers and trends increase, and conversely, correcting those not performing as desired. Your monthly financial statements can show your bottom line, but they cannot lend the vital long-term information needed to establish trends. That's where your development and use of certain diagnostic reports can be so important and effective. Plus, if you set them up once, simply standardize them for your mutual's use again and again. They don't have to be complicated. Going forward, they can be extremely useful and informative tools for you and your board. Unfortunately, many mutuals mainly look to their surplus and premium as primary indicators of their company's financial health and simply compare them to last year's numbers. This short-sighted, overly simplistic approach can be problematic for several reasons. Let's look at some difficulties that can result if your mutual is not able to refer to data from any standardized diagnostic reports. First off, it's tough to quickly and accurately pinpoint the positives from the problems. Without granular data shown over time, there is no way to clearly separate what's working from what isn't. 2 years of data doesn't define a trend. That's why I recommend 10 years of data in these reports. Next, it's tough to differentiate and identify progress. Not only is it difficult, it's stressful. Next, it delays identification of problems and taking necessary corrective actions. You can't fix a problem you haven't identified. And lastly, it tends to make your corrective actions unnecessarily broad. If you can't precisely pinpoint a problem, you'll have to be more general in your fix. I can help you analyze your needs and set up customized reports for your mutual. By creating templates unique to your mutual, I can save you time, money, and confusion. Let's look at my second point here. Describe and agree on how you plan to measure future success. Unlike gut feelings, your mutual's use of certain agreed-upon metrics can help everybody accurately assess whether you are closer to the success you desire or farther away. That's where your development and use of your diagnostic reports is so important. Numbers don't lie, but problems and confusion can arise if both the board and management don't agree in advance on exactly which numbers you will use to track and measure success. Let's take a look at your company's growth, for example, as something that you may want to measure. Growth can be measured in a lot of ways: premium income, policy count, risk in force, size of territory, number of agents, surplus growth, etc. While all of these can be used, which of them have you and your board agreed upon them as the best indicators you want to use and track? I find that many mutual managers track growth by risk in force or growth in premium as key indicators, whereas their boards often look at policy count growth. While each of these are indeed growth measurements, growth in some areas may actually be counterproductive to others. For example, if your mutual's risk in force has been outgrowing your surplus, that's a problem. To solve this, you may want to limit your risk in force growth while concentrating your efforts on growing your surplus via increasing premiums generated and/or decreasing expenses. In this example, policy count growth is really not a relevant concern. Bottom line, discuss, determine, and agree on what you are primarily trying to achieve at a high level in the next 5 years. Be specific. Maybe you want to grow surplus to X amount of dollars, or improve profitability by maintaining a loss ratio of X percent or less, or perhaps grow or limit risk in force growth to X percent each year, etc. By knowing your primary goal, then you can determine which measurement is best and what specific numbers you are trying to achieve. Remember, reinsurers look for vibrant, growing mutuals that are financially sound. To achieve this, it is vital that your mutual know where you are financially and how you got there, and describe and agree on how you plan to measure your future success. Both involve your ability to produce, monitor, and utilize meaningful data that is hiding right there in your mutual's computer. I'd love to help you analyze your needs, set up customized reports for your mutual, and help you prepare information that showcases your plan for future success. Give me a call. Stay tuned for next month's insight, where we will explore even more gold nugget insights to improve your mutual's operation and attract more reinsurers to your mutual. All my best to you, Jack Randall. If I can assist your mutual in any way by answering questions or helping you design an actionable strategic plan and vision to move your mutual forward, please give me a call at 816-617-4823.